man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those winning old boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just
Hillbilly. Well, this is your Hillbilly here in North Dakota.
My grandpa taught me how to live off the land.
One of Billy's boys. And the other Hillbilly's with us, Paul Fromm in Canada, and George in on the East Coast. That covers it all, George.
That covers it all, Jay.
And Paul, thank you for joining us.
Okay, good.
The my goodness. The well, let's see. Where can we go tonight? First of all, where are we? We're on September 14th, 2017. For all you archivists out there who are trying to identify this show in an archive, and this is the Trump Phenomenon program. We're on 5 days a week from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Sunday, 3 hours, and we call ourselves on Sunday also the American Freedom Party Report. You can check out the American Freedom Party at theamericanfreedomparty.us, and I hope you'll become a member. You can always call me personally if you want to become a member. I'm the membership coordinator, 701-317-5317. And you can also call that number, my number, it's my cell phone, I better turn it down, on anything concerning the show. And lots of you do. And I really enjoy it. I get calls every day from audience members. Some of the best ideas put out on this show have come from you listeners. And, well, I don't need to turn my phone down because the battery's dead. Yeah, that solves that. No wonder it's been quiet for a while. And let's launch into tonight's show. If you would like to participate, you can do so by calling 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Well, I think the something really worth talking about, and something that speaks to what this show is all about. Why have a show? And what do we want to accomplish with the show? What work do we want to do? Well, we want to provide that wingman role for Donald Trump, but we also want to provide a role that Rand Paul talked about today in a radio interview with Laura Ingraham. Let me play that for you now, because Rand Paul thinks that maybe Donald Trump on the issue of DACA or DACA, the deferred action for deferred action for something arrivals. Well, I don't know. The no one can remember what that stands for, but the children of arrivals. I don't know. Anyway, the here is Rand Paul talking about Potomac fever. Let me go to it. Let me find it. Ah, I have too many tabs open. It's going to be here somewhere. Rand Paul, where are you? Let's see here. Oh, my goodness. And Laura Ingram, where are you? I should never have gotten off this page. Let's see. It's coming. I'll try to tell you what Rand Paul says here. He says maybe the president has got a case of Potomac fever on this subject. And he talked in Potomac fever, Rand Paul, Dr. Paul says, maybe I need to go over and check the president's temperature and make sure he's okay and doesn't have Potomac fever. He's talking about, here it is. Here it is right here, I think. I hope. Oh, shucks, it's not. Well, I will have that for you after I locate it during a break. Let's meanwhile go with some other material. Nine lies about DACA that Trump is buying into. This is the lead story on Breitbart, which we learned in recent shows is the number one website that Trump supporters use, that they refer to, that they link to. And Breitbart can really take credit more than any other website in the world for electing Donald Trump. This has been verified by a left-wing guy at Harvard doing a very expensive, big, elaborate study trying to figure out what the people, both on the left and the right, Clinton supporters and Trump supporters, what websites did they visit during the election, the primaries, the general election. And he found that Breitbart not only was the leading website, it was so far ahead of everybody else that you could take the next 10, put them all together before you would equal the influence of Breitbart. I'll go through that list in just a bit. But on Breitbart, their lead story is that Trump is buying into some baloney on DACA because he's thinking about changing his course of action as regards the Dreamers. And here it is, in fact. Here is Laura Ingram. Here is Rand Paul talking with Laura Ingram today on the radio. And this is darn good stuff from Rand Paul.
What do you think about this deal on DACA, where there's, again, it sounds a lot like the Gang of Eight. You got a promise of enforcement, of some general idea of enforcement, with immediate amnesty.
You know, I think what we ought to be concerned with is something we call Potomac fever. And so I'm thinking maybe as a physician, I need to go over there and check the temperature of the president, make sure he's not caught this fever, which makes you forget your campaign promises. So, I think there is some room for give on the DACA thing, but the way I would look at it is this way. If you want to internally immigrate people who are here illegally, they should count against the totals of people who come in each year. So if we immigrate 1 million people in each year and you want to internally immigrate people who are already here, they should be subtracted from the 1 million total, not added to it. And the other problem is if you do normalize them, you also are going to eventually normalize their parents, their cousins, their friends. It becomes a huge number, much bigger than the DACA number actually is.
2 million with the parents. And what we found out,
higher,
I think you said this a few years ago, Congressman Paul, that amnesty, begets a border surge. We've already seen 100% increase of people crossing the border since April. Because I think in the beginning, people thought, they're cracking down on this border enforcement. But now there's a sense that if you make it here, no one's going to deport you because of this deal that they want to.
Well, this is why conservatives like myself, who have been willing and open to discuss some sort of compromise, have said that border security has to precede any kind of forgiveness. Because if you
turn this down a little bit, there's only 6 minutes of this from Rand Paul. It's all good. I don't have time to play it all, but it's great. And Paul and George, this is very encouraging to hear, because you know one of the concerns we had about Ron Paul was he seemed to have his head in the clouds on the subject of immigration. His son seems to have his feet on the ground, and he seems to understand the dire threat that open borders makes for us. And so he's talking really good sense here, and he's the heir to Ron Paul's Ron Paul revolution. So Rand Paul is the leader of over 600,000 Campaign for Liberty people, over 300,000 Young Americans for Liberty, which is the Ron Paul youth organization with something like 600 chapters and on college campuses. So this is really encouraging. Let me skip forward a little bit and you'll hear some more really encouraging stuff, both from Laura Ingraham and from Rand Paul. See if we can't find this for you here just a few minutes later in this tape. Where am I? Okay, we'll go a little later. Here we go.
But I think the wall on 2,000 miles is going to be extraordinarily expensive and may never be built. The Mexicans certainly aren't going to build it. But I do think you can use all forms and means of technology that we have currently, and there's actually less expensive ways to do it, but what you really need is a will to do it.
But you know,
very interesting. He said, folks, to have a wall is important, but a will is even more important. And then Laura makes a very good point, which is that the wall is a way, you'll listen to it, she'll say it.
I've been wild about this wall. I know that, Senator Paul, but here's the problem. The wall is a check against politicians who don't have the will. The wall is a check because it's a physical structure. You can't go back on a promise of a wall once it's built. It's built. And if it's enforced, it's enforced. But when we say, well, we're going to have this technology and then we're going to have monitoring stations, that's different. I mean, a wall is a physical structure, but most importantly, he campaigned on that. And that has rated the number one or number two issues for Trump voters, that the wall would be built. And my listeners have said this, 96% of my people calling in today are like, this is a betrayal. This isn't done. We're done. I mean, I'm not kidding you. People are in a complete revolt on this issue.
Very important. I'm going to come right back to it and let them finish. But that was really important, what Laura Ingraham just said. And it goes to what I'm hoping to do with our show tonight. What Ingraham is doing, what Rand Paul is doing, what Chris Kobach is doing, and all across the internet right tonight, people on the right are sending the message to Donald Trump, no deal, no deal, no deal with Schumer, no deal with Pelosi, but most importantly, no backing off on the campaign promises. This is very encouraging. It's coming from all directions, so we know that our president, somewhere, he's listening to one of us. One of these shows, Laura Ingraham, somebody, Sean Hannity. Sean Hannity is saying it loud and clear. Yesterday, Sean Hannity is saying, no deal. We need the wall, and the DACA people have to go back. And Breitbart is just shouting from the rooftops. Let's come back to it. Here it is. But Laura Ingraham, you heard it. She said 96% of her callers are saying, this is a betrayal if it happens.
I agree with you that it was a big theme of his campaign, and I think him changing course on this is at his own peril, that his base will be very, very unhappy with this. What I would say, though, is that really no matter what structure you have or no matter what security you have in place, you have to have laws that say that you can return people immediately within 24 hours,
yep.
And you have to not release people to let them relocate in other parts of the country. And then all that being said, I'm not against immigration. I am for adequate legal immigration. Everybody comes in officially, but I'm for zero illegal immigration. And I think we have to have the will to enforce our laws. It has to be speedy justice. And it can't be months and months of letting people just go into the interior part of the country after they come in illegally.
There you go. That was beautiful, Paul. Notice a very important thing that Rand Paul said, and that is you have to be able to boot people out immediately. No legal process, no appeals, no arbitration, no 90 days, no 6 months. No, they have to be able to take a person, grab him by the shirt collar, put him on a bus, and send him back across the border immediately.
Yeah, that's right. You know, in immigration matters, as we are finding up here in Canada, as in law, possession is 9/10 of the law. Well, presence is 9/10 of the law. If they're here, and for every week, they remain, the chances of getting rid of them diminish because they may have other legal options. The American and Canadian systems are a little different, but essentially, the longer they're here, the more options they have, and the more chance they have of staying, as we're seeing with the whole DACA thing, because the fact that these people were not booted out immediately, now they can go into a song and dance. Oh well, he's been here, you know, 15 years, and he grew up in the United States, and oh, he should have a chance, and it wasn't his fault that his parents were illegals. It may not be his fault that they were illegals, but his presence in the United States is a result of their illegal action. And you know, I like to use the example of, you know, if your father is a bank robber and left $100,000 around the house, and you make use of it, and the state comes along and takes it away from you because it's stolen money, you know, you may have a right, you're understandable, you're not very happy about it, but you never had a right to that money in the first place.
Right. And another way to look at it, Paul, is this. If you go for the sappy argument, oh, they were children. Oh, and of course, many of them were not, you know, just anybody under 30, and many of them are now 35 and older. But they were children, and it's not their fault. Well, if you set the precedence that if you can get somebody in who's underage or younger, if you can get them into the country, then that changes everything, and those people should be allowed to stay. Well, what have you just done? If you do that with 800,000 people, you've now made that the new gold standard. Now, all around the world, people understand, okay, let's get as many young people together as possible. And notice that was what was happening big time at the end of the Obama administration, is that there were just armies of unaccompanied children marching through the desert, swimming across the Rio Grande, because that was the perception. If we can get them in young, then there will be this sappy white humanitarian streak will kick in, and now they're okay, they're different. But you see the problem, look at what I'm trying to say, I'm not articulate in saying it. If you make it okay one time because you think you're helping the young people, or that you have some, what you're doing is you're making it happen many, many, many times more in the future. If you think you're helping young people by giving them basically an amnesty, you're now ensuring that millions more will be brought into the country. So instead of being the humanitarian, you're like Bill Gates. He thinks he's helping the Africans by, sending them billions of dollars. He's actually just causing a giant population boom in Africa, and he's hurting the Africans. So
what's Don going to do, James?
Well, now here's the point. I'm not going to fret. I love Donald Trump.
What's Don going to do?
Well,
is he falling for it?
Well, here's the important thing that we're going to do, which is that we, Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson, Lou Dobbs, Steve King, the great congressman from Iowa, he made a statement yesterday. He said, this is huge. Don't do it, Mr. President. So whoever's listening that's on the Trump team, if Donald Trump listens to this show, we're putting the word out. Don't do it.
And well, when's the next rally? Sounds like we need a 50,000-person rally somewhere where Trump queries the people in the stand and says, do you want a wall? Yes. Do you want DACAs to go home? Yes.
Yes.
So when's the next rally?
That's a good suggestion. Folks, consider that suggestion made by George right here. At the next big rally, you folks that are at that rally, the people organizing it or setting it up, get a cheer started. Somebody come up with a creative cheer. Like don't do it or something of that effect that will really get the president's attention.
Let's do it at Michigan Stadium in Ann Arbor so you can have 101,000 Trumpers.
We've got a break. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
When this war is over, it will be but a death. When this war is over, it will be a better day. But it won't bring back.
We're back, folks.
Those poor boys ain't living.
And let me see whether we've got any callers. Before I... Yes, we do. We've got... I think I see Rhonda. Let me just see here.
Just before we leave that topic about immigration, a cab driver about 25 years ago told me one of those, gave me one of these little pieces of wisdom that I think we should remember when dealing with the immigration issue. He said, you know, these third world people are all born scamming. To get ahead, you have to have street smarts. You may not be an intellectual heavyweight, but you've got to be able to read people. And these signals that we send out are very important. If they read that, look, if we get up there illegally, eventually most of us will get to stay. They'll take that as an invitation to continue. If we show that we mean business, come in illegally, and even if you've been here came as a child, you're going to have to go. Maybe there's an opportunity to apply as a legal immigrant later. That might be something. But no, you're not going to get to stay. Sorry.
Oh, that's a good point.
Our, our, And I nearly had to reach for the digitalis today. I was watching CNN, and my gosh, there was actually some conservative who was speaking, and he had to talk over a couple of ninnies. But he was saying, you're talking about, what about those young people? What about unemployed young white people? What about unemployed young Americans who don't have a job because these illegals have a job? What about people who have a much poorer job than they ought to have because of the unfair competition? What about compassion for our own people? I thought he made a very, very strong point.
Yes, if there are 800,000 DACAs, apparently, and Laura Ingraham made the point that that really translates into 2 million people amnestied in. And, of course, you got to go a lot higher than 2 million if you start with 800,000. And it's been said that 700,000 of them have jobs. Well, those 700,000 jobs are jobs not held by legal Americans. So exactly, Paul, your point. And what's, you know, this weepy, teary, maybe it's coming from Ivanka, you know, that you know, oh, they're young or this or that, or, you know, we care for people. It's not uncaring to care for your own people.
That's the point that this fellow, whose name I didn't get, was making. But I mean, he was very powerful. It's, you know, care about our own people. That's the first priority.
Yes, America first. And so what is asked of Dreamers? Well, if they're Mexicans, they have to go back to Mexico. What is so bad about that? Or if they're from Guatemala, they've got to go back to Guatemala. Is our premise that it's cruel to make people go back to their own country? Well, if that's the case, we've got 7 billion more people that we need to admit immediately to America because it's cruel to ask them to live in their own country. That's stupid. That is utterly stupid. Asking Mexicans.
That's not that stupid if you're a Marxist, James, because we can keep coming back. It seems trite to us, but the other side wants to destroy America.
They
don't want to give nice employment to 7 billion people. You know, yes. The name of the game is to destroy the United States.
Yes. So telling Mexicans, young or of any other age, that they need to live in Mexico. That there's nothing cruel or weird or wrong about that. That's simply smart. And if they truly hate Mexico, if these Mexicans hate Mexico so much that they, once they're returned, they just have to go to the United States. Well, follow what Rand Paul said: zero tolerance for illegal immigration. Fill out the paperwork. Make your case. If you're such a groovy immigrant. And you're such an asset to America, put it on paper and ask somebody in the Trump administration to stamp it, that you're a great asset to America and that you should be admitted. And if you have to wait a little while, well, guess what? Lots of people waited a long time. We got a break. We'll be right back, folks.
Good point.
It'll still last 10 years like the show. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild
America first. We're back, folks. We got a bunch of callers here. We're going to get to you, callers. We got Rhonda in Florida. We got Frank in Missouri, rather. Frank in Pennsylvania. Russ in North Carolina, and who's going to... keep the language clean, Russ, and Laura in Michigan. The now I've got something though. I want to put on the fire. This is pretty darned interesting. Listeners to this show will recall the praise we heaped upon Congressman Steve King of Iowa when he made a statement. I'm paraphrasing because I don't have it in front of me, but he made a statement to the effect: "We can't be raising other people's children." Or Paul or George, do you remember the exact quote? It was it was to the effect that, America can't be a place where, you know, our mission is to provide a life for other people and raise their children. It was a great quote. If either Paul or George can find it, it's wonderful. But Steve King really went high in my pantheon of heroes in Washington with what he said about immigration. And he has a tweet. He's got a couple of really good tweets. I mean, Breitbart makes a whole article out of one of his tweets, which apparently is deleted, because I just checked on his Twitter account, and this tweet doesn't show up there. It's a tweet he made yesterday. So for whatever reason, I'm not accusing Steve King of any, you know, anything untoward here. I'm just saying the tweet, for some reason, is gone. But here's what he says. He says, and it's directed to Donald Trump, because it says it's to at real Donald Trump, which is that's a message right to the president. He says, if the AP is correct, the Trump base is blown up, destroyed, irreparable, and disillusioned beyond repair. No promise is credible. Whoa, this is a tweet that he made yesterday. And Breitbart says this about it. King tweeted this that I just read when the AP reported that the president told Democrats he wanted a quick amnesty for the 800,000 plus illegal aliens he acted to remove protections from on September 5th. King, a longtime immigration hawk, told Breitbart News Washington political editor Matt Boyle that an amnesty move like the one which Trump reportedly signed Wednesday was, quote, this is heavy stuff, folks, Republican suicide, unquote. That, All right, now, here's another tweet. I'm going to Steve King's Twitter account. Now, there are reasons to take down a tweet, folks. Like, you know, things happen. Phone calls get made. And Steve King, that was a very powerful tweet that he made. He may have some reason, strategic reason, to pull that tweet back. But it's very interesting. It was out there for a few hours, and I just read it to you, and Breitbart built a whole article around it. Here's another tweet from yesterday, or no, today, from Steve King. He said, Reagan led with amnesty 86. Bush, 43, led with amnesty 06. Obama led with amnesty 13. All failed. So Trump leads with DACA amnesty 2017. So that's a powerful tweet. But then here's another one. And this is a tweet from a few days ago, September 5th. And I love this one. We're talking about what's so bad about asking Mexicans to go back to Mexico. Steve King has another powerful argument along the same lines. He says former DACAs will make great Peace Corps volunteers in their own home countries. None of these people would take more hardship or risk than we ask of our own Peace Corps volunteers. Think of that. So you can put it this way. DACAs, young people. One of my cousins, for instance, he was a Peace Corps volunteer in Africa. I'd sure rather go to Mexico than Africa. But he actually volunteered to go to Africa for several years as a Peace Corps volunteer. Now, that's all we're asking of the DACAs. Okay, you're going to go back to Mexico? Good. You're going as a Peace Corps volunteer. All the stuff you learned in the U.S., you can talk to the people in your town about. You can teach them that or whatever. The point being this, it's not some heinous thing. It's something that my cousin did. He volunteered to do it. He was a graduate student, a high-end, very highly intelligent person. He didn't think it was some kind of unbelievable suffering to leave the United States and go to some other country to help those people. Well, DACA people, you're going back to your own country to, okay, view yourself as a Peace Corps volunteer. But anyway, let's go to the callers now. I just wanted to put that out there. Steve King is... And here's the point to Donald Trump. Everybody, Laura Ingraham, Rand Paul, Steve King, the whole Trump train is shouting, we've got to keep the promises. So let's hope that's what we're doing with the show tonight. If anybody who's in the engine of the Trump train is listening, that's the message that we're putting out there. Now let's listen to some of our callers. Let's do it in order here. Rhonda, you're first.
Yeah, I'll keep it brief, but wanted to make a few quick points. My sister lived in the country of Panama for several years. Her husband had to show proof of self-employment. They had to learn the language. And they told them when they had a maid, they gave them, they told them not to pay the maid too much money because it would ruin their economy for the other maids. So,
well, that's right. And, other countries, the point, Rhonda, very well made. The point is that other countries have lots of restrictions on what anybody in their country who's not a real citizen of that country, they have very strict restrictions on what you can do, including, by the way, Mexico, where most of the DACA people come from, but lots of them are from elsewhere. Mexico has all kinds of very restrictive regulations on any American who goes down there and wants to do anything.
You can't be employed. You can't be employed in Panama. They won't allow it. You have to be self-employed. Like, you know.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, you can't take a job from a Panamanian.
Over the phone. Right. That's exactly right. You have to prove that you have an income from the United States, but you know, like, be able to do phone and computer work.
Okay. So why do the Panamanians? So Rhonda, why do the Panamanians have more brains than we do? You know. That's a very good point. Now, Rhonda, forgive me because we got so many.
They don't have more brains than we do. They just have. They don't have a Pinko press as big as ours.
Yeah, and Rhonda, we've got a long list of callers. So we Rhonda, we've only got time for one point to get all these callers in. Otherwise, I dump people off the list. So let's go to the next caller, and that is Frank in Pennsylvania. Frank, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you for taking my call, and you're absolutely right. I've heard the Democratic Party talk about trails, you know, of tears down the old Mexico way, that these DAPA kids are going to, you know, be crying. But in truth, they were here illegally. And if we start doing this again and allow this illegal immigration, it's just going to flood us again with their parents and their family members. And again, last point, whose interest does it serve? Does not serve the American people to legalize 800,000 illegals. It only serves the interests of those individuals that are going to have the cut the line, and the interests of the Democratic Party or the party that's trying to get them to be as voters. It's going to hurt the people. It's going to hurt the people, and it's also going to hurt the young people most of all, because they're going to take the college seats from them and the jobs. Thank you so much.
Frank, bingo. And Laura Ingram, in that interview we played a bit of, she said amnesty breeds amnesty, backing up your point. Very good point, Frank. Thank you very much. Russ in North Carolina, it's your turn. Go ahead. Weigh in, Russ.
Hello?
Yes, Russ, it's your turn. Okay. Go ahead. Give us a... one good solid point.
The Peace Corps is a joke. It's a total waste of money. Someone mentioned about going to Mexico or some other place. The second thing, we are watching.
Wait. No, the point, Russ, the point is I wasn't promoting the Peace Corps. The point I was making, I'm sorry, my point wasn't very well made. You know, I'm not that articulate. But the point was sending a Mexican to go back to Mexico. Steve King said what we're asking them to do, go back to their own country, is no more burdensome on them than an American being sent as a Peace Corps volunteer to the same country. So this is not, in other words, we're not doing something bad to these people when we send them back.
These people come here to suck from this country, and we're facing the collapse of white Western Christian civilization. This is not just about immigration, you, me, Donald Trump, or anybody else. It's the collapse of civilization. If Trump caves on this deal with Pelosi and Schumer, you're going to see millions more come in, just like when Reagan did his thing in 1995. I'm 74 years old, and I'm scared to watch the collapse of the society. It's not about politics. It's the collapse of a society. That's how serious it is. That's just my opinion.
Well, Russ, hear, hear. You're absolutely correct, sir. And the boy, you don't sound 74. You sound like you're 34.
Well, no one thinks that. That's I don't look it either, but that's a side point. In fact, I was hoping to. I thought Paul Fromm would be on tonight, but apparently not.
I am.
He's right here.
Well, I'm sorry. This is the first time I've been able to get on the air. I've tried several times. I finally got on tonight with to be on the first time. So, at any rate, what else can I say?
Well,
that's
welcome.
What I feel about
welcome.
It. It's
welcome.
Thank you. The whole thing with the Confederate flag. Before you destroy a society, you destroy its symbols. I've got a website called ChristDescendedFromJoseph.com. Part of that website is a section called Word Power. I go into every single word, race, bigotry, xenophobia, hatred, the whole thing. People, we are in a war, and people have no idea how to fight in the war because they've got no weapons. I've seen these pukes, and that's a nice word to use.
Yeah, Russ, the good news is everyone listening to your voice, everyone listening to the show knows that we are in a war. Every single person in this audience. Okay. Mike Rivero says, Mike Rivero in the pitch for people to contribute to the Republic Broadcasting Network, he makes the point that this is the most educated, smartest audience in the world. And it's because they listen to the shows that are available on this network that John Stadtmiller has built. So they understand the war that you're talking about. And Donald Trump does too. Notice that in his commemoration of the 9/11 terrorist attack, the only question is who were the terrorists, and in that commemoration, Donald Trump used the term civilized world. He used that term. So our man is still our man. He does understand that there is a civilized world. Well, I do, Russ, and I'll make another point. But Russ, hang on, don't give up on. It's like don't give up so easily on your man, because here's the deal, Russ. It's if Donald Trump, if you throw in the towel on Donald Trump, you don't have a backup position. You don't have you've really thrown in the towel.
Well,
now here's what I think.
If the Republican Party is going to be a mirror image of the Socialist Democratic Party, what difference does it make? Hey, like I said, I'm 74. I'm not concerned about me. I've lived my life. It's the people in their 20s, the 30s, the 40s. They have no future. And if they ain't figured it out yet, I'm telling the news. They have no future in this society. The U.S. is a crumbling society.
It's a defensible position that you take, that they have no future. But believe me, you can make a different case, and I make that different case. They certainly do have a future. And let me make this point. If Donald Trump falls flat on his face on any particular issue, let's say, worst case, that Donald Trump just really steps in a bear trap and for whatever reason, listening to Javanka, Jared and Ivanka, or whatever he's listening to.
I never heard of that before, but that's okay.
Yeah, it's a pretty good one. But if he and I'm not, I don't want to be some snide person about his beautiful daughter that he, of course, he loves dearly. Of course, he's dad and she's his daughter. Of course, he loves her dearly. But if, as I understand it, both Ivanka and Jared are both liberal Democrats. That's what they are. And bless their hearts for being liberal Democrats. But we didn't elect liberal Democrats. So, Donald Trump should disregard liberal Democratic views from anybody, including his dearest child, that's what we're asking the president to do. And there's no disrespect to your dearest child in doing that. She's a liberal Democrat, and so what she should do, she should run for a Senate seat in New York or wherever, and if she wants to propose liberal Democrat policies, she should run for office like members of the Kennedy family did that. She could run for office. And if she wins, which she won't, okay, then she'll find out that the American people don't want what she wants. But but she should get elected herself. She was not elected on November 8th, 2016, not even close. And in fact, here's another thing and a piece of advice from the peanut gallery to Donald Trump. Not only should you not listen to family members as, advisors, it really is nepotism to hire them. It really is. It's just a really bad idea.
Let me show you how dangerous she is. She suggested that Trump bomb Syria. The people in this country should get down their hands and knees and thank God that Putin didn't take revenge. That was an act of war. And that's how serious this is.
Russ, you put in some very good ideas there. But I just want to close out this call so we can get on to the next caller, who is Laura in Michigan. And Russ, thank you, buddy. And call again. I know it's hard to get into radio talk shows, okay? Don't blame anybody. It's just a fact. A lot of people want to get in. This
Can
is
I
a popular
listen on
show.
The phone? Is it possible for me just to listen on the phone?
No, you got to hang up. But thank you, buddy. We'll hear from you again. Here's what I say, folks. If Donald Trump falls flat on his face, making a big mistake on some issue, don't go jumping off the Trump train. There's too much going on here. Too many good things have happened. If he flubs on something, here's what Kelso predicts. He will learn from that.
There's some wisdom to it, because we remember how many people jumped right off the Trump train way, way back when, oh, my God, he's bombing Syria. And he's a snake oil salesman coming from someone on our side. I thought that was crap.
Yes. I'll explain it a little bit more on the other side, and we'll get our other callers in. But Trump will learn. If and when he makes mistakes, he'll learn. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate.
We're back, folks.
Hitting roadblocks
and we're,
on a highway.
As usual, we're running out of time. Let me close the show with I'm going to try to get in another caller here desperately. But let me just close with a powerful proposal here. Donald Trump, this is, this, as Jared Taylor says, this man is our last best hope. And he's going to make mistakes. When he makes a mistake, let's have, we'll put the proposal right out right here. In the giant Trump crowds, let's have a cheer. Let's have a chant that is very, very simple, that is a, that tells Donald Trump, here's what it would be. Something like, I'm just putting this out there. Listen to us. Listen to us. Or keep the pledge. Keep the pledge.
No
or,
deal. No deal.
Well, yeah. Or just no, no, no. But some genius out there, some creative person, you think of it. I'll try to think of one too. But think of a very simple chant. It's got to be boom, 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 like three syllables. Boom, boom, boom. That the crowd can chant at Donald Trump. And here's what, here's why I'm saying this. This man is a great man. He is one of us. And he will listen to us. And this will be a tremendous experience for him. If he goes to the next rally with 20,000 people facing him, and it's a tremendous experience to look at that crowd, folks. And if that crowd, as one man, chants back to him a message that, you know, you goofed, you didn't listen to us on this issue, this man, Donald Trump, unlike these other phonies like the Bushes, he will be deeply, deeply affected. If his crowd, he really does want to do what we want, folks. If his crowd says you goofed on this with a simple chant that is used whenever he does make a mistake, if the crowds can tell him, this would be a very powerful thing. I hope I conveyed what the idea I'm transmitting there.
You did. Now would be a good time for a rally, Don.
Yes. And by the way, folks, this is something that we do as supporters. We're not boo birds. We're not people who are, you know, like all of a sudden, oh, Trump is terrible. He's, we're throwing him away. But, you know, no, we love the man. We love what he's done for our country. And we want him to do the right thing. But as Rand Paul said at the beginning of the show, it's possible to get Potomac fever once you're in that position of power and you forget what you promised. Something, you goof, you make a mistake, you listen to your daughter or, you know, somebody else. And he needs to listen to the 63 million of us who voted for him and their families. So it's more than 63 million people. America, you know, patriotic America. If we can find a way to talk directly to Donald Trump, and he has shown he goes to rallies and he listens to the crowd. He talks to the crowd. He says, what do you think of this? He actually says to the crowd, what do you think of this? He listens to us. So if we have a way of communicating in a positive way, Mr. President, we love you and you goofed. You made a mistake. Guess what? He'll fix it. He won't make the mistake again and he'll fix it. That's one of the beautiful things. It's why this show is called The Trump Phenomenon. This man is great. Well, apologies to the callers who didn't get in. Call again tomorrow night. I'll put you on first. Paul, thank you. George, see you all
You're
tomorrow
welcome.
Night.
All right. Well.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.